Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Families of two missing women are hoping that forensics will help them solve a nagging mystery. They're the families of Sheila Franks and Danielle Brooks Bertolini. Both were last seen in February, both in Fortuna, and both were seen on different dates in that city, according to police there. Both have blonde hair and blue eyes. Their families have been collaborating to find answers, and they've talked to the coroner, and Deputy Coroner Roy Horton said he often takes calls from worried families such as theirs.
You talk to them on the phone, and they're just so anxious to find out what happened to their loved one. And I try not to give them, you know, not saying not hope, but I try not to get their hopes up too much.
One way or another, families are hoping that someone has answers. And those answers are so far elusive. In Shasta County, fire crews have made some progress battling the bully fire that has now burned more than 10,000 acres. The fire is 40% contained, but mandatory evacuations for local residents remain in place, and more evacuations could be ordered depending on the fire's behavior. More than 2,000 personnel are working the fire, along with hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment and 18 airstrikes. The fire is burning in heavy brush and grassy oak woodland, and there have been 12 injuries to personnel on scene. A minimum security inmate who was assigned to the Eel River Conservation Camp walked away from the camp on Wednesday and prompted a search by prison authorities in the Redway area. Dakota Moss was assigned to the camp and was found to be missing. Officers from Pelican Bay State Prison and local law enforcement conducted a search and located Moss in some bushes just 2 miles from that camp. Moss was wearing civilian clothes and was in possession of marijuana when he was found, and he was taken back to the correctional center. An investigation into whether or not Moss committed any crimes while away from the camp was initiated as well. And a California Highway Patrol officer on duty in the safety corridor watched as 24-year-old Arcata resident Cody Owsley attempted to cross Highway 101 at an area where traffic had been reduced to one lane due to repaving work. Owsley was walking northbound in the southbound lanes when he was contacted by the officer, who reports that Owsley appeared to be under the influence of alcohol. Owsley refused to obey the officer's commands to remain out of the traffic lanes and then proceeded to walk into an oncoming traffic lane when the officer tasered him. Owsley was then taken to the hospital for a checkup due to the use of the taser before he was booked into the county jail. There were no injuries reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown signed the State Budget Act of 2014 into law last month, approving a $108 billion budget for the state of California. The budget allocates $60 billion for education, a revenue increase that will allow the government to pay off $5.1 billion worth of funding deferrals. Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles is pleased with the funding increase, as the government has fallen behind on its payments for K-14 education.
Keep in mind, we're still backfilling the bucket that they emptied by about 22% several years ago. So we're still filling the bucket back up. But I am pleased to say that public education, as other and many other government services, are doing a little bit better these days because the state is fiscally healthier.
Eagles remains cautiously optimistic as there are still funding challenges ahead.
However, we do have some challenges on the horizon that we're going to have to be prepared to deal with. Funding for retirement programs, big cost item for government agencies. Our certificated staff are members of course, the state teachers' retirement system. Classified, the other staff members of school districts are members of PERS, the public employees' retirement system. Those rates are more than doubling over the next few years.
This budget makes the first time in 6 years that education funding was increased. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.